Hello, I'm Dot Mayberry, and I'm a lifelong resident of Freeport. I want to tell you about the Wolfsneck Schoolhouse as an example of Freeport's many one-room schoolhouses. From the late 1700s through to the 1930s, Freeport schools were located convenient to the neighborhoods they served. At the height of the era, Freeport operated 17 neighborhood schools. Some of these were built as school buildings, while others were existing structures converted to serve the purpose. Over the course of its history, the town of Freeport assumed greater supervision and responsibility for the schools from local residents, which brought more uniform structure and operation to the educational system. The building may have been moved from its original location. A map published in 1857 shows the school approximately 1/2 mile away and on the other side of the road. It appears in its present location on a map published in 1871. The Wolfsneck School closed in 1905 and then reopened for 3 years in 1917, before closing down for good. The Wolfsneck Schoolhouse currently serves as the meeting house for the Wolfsneck Club, chartered in 1941 to promote the welfare of the local community. The building serves as a social center for the neighborhood and as a place to hold benefit suppers, fairs, and other community events. The Wolfsneck Schoolhouse, typical of one-room schools, with 2 doors in front, one for girls and one for boys. The doors open into a vestibule where the students hung their coats and hats before entering the single classroom. A wood stove provided heat, and 2 outhouses, one for the girls and one for the boys, stood to the rear of the school. In some of the more improved schools, the attachment of outhouses to the rear of the building made trip outdoors unnecessary. A one-room schoolhouse teacher's job was a challenging one. He or she had to teach children ranging from the 1st to the 8th grades, all in the same room at the same time. Initially, the school year was divided into 2 terms, summer and winter, each ranging from 6 to 10 weeks in length. Later, the overall program expanded to 3 terms. 5 one-room schoolhouses still stand in Freeport. 3 have been renovated and now serve as family homes. The Wolfsneck Schoolhouse and the Flying Point Schoolhouse both remain largely in the same condition as when they last served to educate the neighborhood children. I attended the Litchfield School, which is just 2 miles up the road, and we always had a water pail with a dipper in it that we got our drink of water from as we entered this building, or if we were thirsty during school, the teacher would excuse us and we'd go out and get a drink, all the same dipper.